No, this thing just isn't recording. What the f-
That one's not my fault. So I have to tell you something.
Okay.
Don't be so cranky with okay.
I was just saying okay.
No, you said it. Okay. So anyway, I was reading this article. And as you know, I grew up a Disney girl.
Yes, you did.
And I was reading this article about technologies they're using to make interesting things for the parks to bilk people out of money. And so the first one.
You mean to brighten their experience?
Yes, to enhance their Disney experience through the exchange of money. This is just so awesome. Now they have a thing where if you're a little girl, you go into the park and you get, I don't know, I think it's like $100 off your parents. And they take your picture and then they put it up on a computer screen. And they let you choose one of the Disney princess dresses, like the Snow White dress or the Cinderella dress or whatever. Mm-hmm. And they put your face in there. And then they print up, using a 3D printer, a figurine of you as the Disney princess.
So you get a 3D doll of yourself.
Yes, to take home as a princess. So you can be like Cinderella or Sleeping Beauty or, I don't know, one of the newer ones. You can take it home with you. Isn't that the coolest thing ever?
For $100, well, yeah, ooh, that's a lot.
It is, but if you're going to Disney World, I mean, come on, put aside $100 and let your girl be a princess. I mean, come on. Now, as if that were not enough, because it, like, that would be my whole reason for going at that point. They also have, like, all these other technologies they're working on. And my second favorite, which was a close favorite to the whole I could be a little Disney princess, is what they call Glow with the Show Mouse Ears. Did you look at that part of the article, or did
that
you?
That is the lamest name ever. I did see the mouse ears.
Okay, but did you understand, like, okay, so first of all, it's Mickey Mouse ears with LED lights and glow-in-the-dark stuff, which in and of itself is just cool. But during the show at that California Adventure Park place where I've never been, mm-hmm. they actually can control the LED lights and make your ears glow along with their, like, laser light fountain show.
Yeah, that's wicked cool.
That's really cool. Like, how are they're just, like, broadcasting at your head. And you're like lighting up to go with the show.
And they could do that along the electric light parade. That'd be kind of fun too.
We could do that in Second Life in a heartbeat. We could give everybody like.
No, I already had this idea because remember I was telling you about this. You could only see like 6 lights at a time or something crazy. There's some.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, it sucks, but it would be awesome.
Oh, that's so depressing. But yes. You know what we could do is we could figure out a way to do it for a bunch of people at a concert holding up their iPads or their iPhones or something and like broadcast little light shows or I don't know. Seems to me they could use that for the Olympic ceremonies, but. So anyway, in addition to that, they also have
balloons. I have no idea. Keep going. That was an excursion.
Okay. They also have balloons that hold their shapes so that like when you blow up a balloon, it actually looks like an elephant or a bunny rabbit. And then also they have these stained glass window images so that like if the light hits it one way, maybe it looks like Starry Night. And if the light hits it the other way, it looks like sunflowers.
That's cool.
Yes. And they're talking about using it. So like if you look at the picture one way in the Haunted Mansion, maybe it's, you know, like a pretty portrait. And if you look at the other way, it's a skeleton.
You know, in the Haunted Mansion now where the line, it's always that wicked long line. But now they put in the graveyard where you can pick a line, like the short line or the long line. The long line weaves you through like all this interactive stuff in the graveyard now. It's totally cool.
Are you talking about in the Magic Kingdom?
Yes. I'm talking about Disney World. Yes.
Wait, how is that possible? Because in Disney World, the Magic Kingdom's, the graveyard was like just on a little tiny hill next
yes.
to the line.
So they have taken out, so that's still on the tiny hill. There's those little parts that says, like the one that says, see, I told you I was sick. That's uh-huh. still up there.
Paralyzed your old Fred, this big fat rock fell on his head.
Yeah. So those are still there. But then there's this place where you can walk through and touch things. It's really cool.
Don't tell me this stuff. Now I want to see.
I know, all right. The moral of the story is Disney's on the tech.
Yes, but, all right, and now one last thing.
Oh.
Because this is going to be the next big thing in weddings, all right?
Okay.
They have interactive cakes.
Okay.
So they have IR sensors and video projectors to project images onto cakes so that videos could be played. So, like, you could have the little couple on the top of the cake kissing. Or you could have like a little house on the top of it where it shows like, you know, like spooky things for like a Halloween cake.
This was going so well. And you had to end with cake.
What's wrong with cake?
Cake is a lie.
Right into it.
I'll talk to you later.
Okay, bye.
Bye.